setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
I am coming to you live from Ramsey Solutions Studios in Nashville, and you are joining a conversation. A conversation about who you are, what you were created to do, where you can do it, where you want to do it. And then the all-important, how do you get there? We're talking about your purpose, and I'm going to maybe shock a few of you and tell you that a big part of your purpose is your work. I think there's two major areas of purpose in our life, relationships and work, because you were created to fill a unique role in your work, through your work. That means you are needed, and it means you must do it. Somebody out there needs you to be the best version of you. We want to help you figure out what meaningful work is for you. And it's in your sweet spot where people look at you and they just go, wow, you were born for this. So what's the sweet spot? It's where you use what you do best, your talent, to perform work you love, passion, to accomplish results that matter deeply to you, mission. When you use your talent to perform your passion, to accomplish your mission, you're on purpose, you're in your sweet spot. And here's the good news. In that sweet spot, that contribution zone, are multiple jobs, multiple career paths, and even multiple dream jobs. So let's help you figure that out. 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577. Let's go to Caitlin in Jamestown, New York. Caitlin, you're on the Ken Coleman Show. Hello, Caitlin.
Hi, Ken. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet. How can I help?
So I am a CPA working at a firm, and I am not entirely happy with what I do. I do reviews and audits, and it's just not really my passion. Mm-hmm. So I was trying to figure out what exactly I wanted to do. And so I had originally gone to school for a semester for environmental science. I don't feel like I'm totally cut out for it, but I still do have that drive for doing something environmental conservation wise. And a client of ours that we do the review for as an auditor, they have an opening for it's for a business manager, which would essentially entail doing their books and doing some grant tracking. So it's part-time, and I know that if I did apply there, I would have to get a second job to supplement what I'm making now, mm-hmm. but I'd be a lot happier. I guess my main question is, how do I go about telling my work, or do I contact the client? I only know that they have this job opening from them being a client. You know, it's not like posted in the paper or whatever. So
talk to the client first, because there's nothing, there's nothing to tell your current employer. There's nothing to tell them. You're not leaving. And so if you go to your current employer and say, hey, I'm thinking about leaving, that creates potentially some problems that we may not need to create.
Right.
So you go to the client and you say, hey, I dipped my toe in the water around environmental sciences because this company is in that space, correct? Did I understand that?
Yes.
And mm-hmm. so I've got an interest there. And I'm just, you know, right now the kind of work I'm doing, it's not the big picture, but I'm good at it. But I see this part-time business manager job, and I'm interested in it because it would get me in proximity to this field that I've always kind of had a little interest in. And so I'd like to kind of unofficially apply if you guys are open to it, and let's just talk about it. And I would move forward on that. Now, if they hire you, that's when you go to your current company and go, hey, I'm out.
Okay.
It's like if you were dating somebody, and you go, hey, listen, I'm thinking about going out with another guy. Would you do that? Of course you wouldn't do that, right?
Right.
Nah, you know, it's like you're not going to go, well, we don't know if you're thinking, and you tell them if you're going to go out with another guy, right? You're going to go, but we don't know if you're going to take this job is my point. So look into it. Once you know you're moving on, then you tell them. You just be honorable and keep doing a great job. don't do your interview on their clock. Do it on your time. You know, take a lunch hour. That's my only thing of that. I tell people, don't steal from your current employer. Don't be dishonest. So don't go on job interviews while you're getting paid. If you got to take personal time, everybody has a lunch hour, then do your interview and don't eat lunch that day. Eat at your desk or eat a little extra or eat in the car on the way to the interview and back. That'd be my only thoughts on that. But I would look into it because it gets you in proximity to this field, but it still keeps you in this function that you're good at and you know you could do a good job. And the fact that you need to get a second job, the fact that you're going to be happier, I think it's a no-brainer. Yeah, go do it.
Yeah.
I love it. Go. Don't think about it. Call them today. Talk to them today. A little thing on this. Folks, if your heart is nudging you, just kind of jabbing at you, I need to do this, I need to do this, just do it. Try it. Have a conversation. What happens is you could hear her on the end of that phone call. I told her exactly what to do. I told her it was a good idea. And you could still hear her going, okay, what are you waiting on? That's the brain. Listen to your heart. Because what will happen is your heart will say, do this, do this, do this. And you let your brain get involved and your brain goes, don't do that. Don't do that. And you don't do it. Then you're going to live with regret. 844-747-2577. Matthew's up next in Jacksonville, Florida. Matthew, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
How you doing, Ken?
Matthew, I'm living the dream. What's up?
Okay, so I am a 24-and-a-half-year-old making give or take $120,000 to $140,000 a year.
Nice.
It's a great job pay-wise.
Yeah.
The benefits are great, but I dread coming into work every day.
Yeah.
It's miserable. I don't see family. I don't see my wife. It's not what I want to do.
Yep.
And I heard you address in the last phone call about, you know, follow your heart. And since I was a kid,
yep,
I'd always wanted to go into biology. But now I almost feel like I'm kind of stuck in this field that I'm in. I drive tractor trailers for UPS is what I do.
You're not stuck.
I feel like I'm stuck.
You're not. You're not stuck, but I understand that you feel stuck, but your feeling is not a fact. You're not stuck. So what we do is we go, okay, I'm not going to keep doing this, driving a truck and never see my wife and kids. I'm not going to do that. I know I make really good money, and that's where you feel stuck. You feel like you're all of a sudden a not good guy. You're not smart walking away from that kind of money. That's what you're dealing with. So you've got to remove that from this equation. Here's what you need to do. If you want to get into biology, let's keep driving the truck right now. We're not going to jump, but let's figure out where in biology we want to go. What do you want to do in biology? You got to answer that question. You're in stage one right now.
I think you're good.
You got an answer. So here's the deal. You're clear. You're in stage one. Get clear. You're ready for stage two, which is get qualified. So if that trucking job, if you got to deal with it a little bit longer and let your heart hurt a little bit longer and just make the most of the time you have with the wife and kids, or if you want to replace that job driving locally, maybe you can make 120, maybe you can make 100. I don't know. Start looking for options. But you got to get qualified. That's stage two. While you're getting qualified, get connected. And once you're qualified, you're going to step into that biology field. Go do it now. Hey, parents, if you've got a kid that's considering a career in technology, you've got to check out my friends at Bethel Tech. They can get there without breaking the bank. Bethel Tech has an online training program that teaches the latest in-demand tech skills for a fraction of the price of traditional college. And they've got an 85% placement rate. I've got the offer for you. Go to Bethel Tech to get $1,000 to $2,500 off of tuition. Again, that's BethelTech.net/Ken Coleman. That's BethelTech.net/Ken Coleman. The Ken Coleman Show continues from Ramsey Solutions World headquarters in Nashville, helping you discover what you were created to do and then come up with a plan to make that dream a reality. 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's go to Janine, who joins us in Atlanta, Georgia. Janine, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thank you so much for taking my call today. It's a pleasure to speak with you.
Well, the pleasure's all mine. What's up?
Okay, so I have been in healthcare since 1987. It's been a good career. It's been a stable career. Mm-hmm. But I can honestly say, since listening to you, it has not been my sweet spot.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been ready for a change for a long time. What I really want to do is I want to open up a gardening store.
Mm-hmm.
We live on a farm. We have the space. We have a building that we could use. It needs some work. It's an old building. It needs some blood, sweat, and tears. It needs some money put into it. And I was on track, my husband and I were on track to do this. And then my father-in-law unexpectedly passed away in December. It's a family farm.
Mm.
And he passed away in December, and my mother-in-law had to go into an assisted living because of her declining health. My husband has worked on the farm his whole life. He's also had a full-time job. And he is wanting to eventually sell the farm. So because of that, I've kind of put my work on hold with doing anything to the building. I did go as far as getting a license. We were going to start working on permits. The where it would have been a beautiful setting right on a lake. Trees. It was just beautiful, and I had a lot of plans for it. So my question is, because we've put our hold on this, do I start something like this online? But that doesn't really excite me, because it's not as, to me, as hands-on. I wanted to do...
So the answer is no.
You know,
nope. That's simple.
Okay.
If it doesn't excite you, the answer is no. I'm never, ever, 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 ever going to tell somebody to go do something that doesn't excite them. Your heart's got to be on fire for it. That's why I call it passion, work you love to do. You love working with plants and people and all of that, and that vision is great. This is a very interesting situation here. The thing that pops in my mind is, how long before your husband wants to sell the farm? Did he give you an idea?
I would say probably within possibly a year to 2 years.
Okay, that's
maybe around 18 months.
Then I'd start it on the farm, because he may change his mind. Even if he doesn't, that gives you 18 months to, a year to 2 years, somewhere in that range, to get this business started. And then if he wants to sell the farm, you've got an established, gardening center that he've opened up, and hopefully you've made some inroads in the community, and then you can change locations. That's one option.
Okay.
I'm not saying it's the option. I think you have to consider that. Now, there's a lot of other factors involved. But why wait?
Okay.
If he's not going to sell the farm, I mean, how much money is it going to take for you to fix this building up to be able to do what you want to do?
I mean, I would say probably, not talking inventory or anything like it, just to fix it up, I'd say probably not more than about 10, maybe 8 or 10,000 if we did it ourselves.
Do you have the cash for that?
We want to cash flow it.
Good.
Because we are debt-free.
Yeah, good. Let me ask you this. Do you have to actually make those improvements? Let's call it 8 to 10,000 worth. Or is that just making it look as pretty as you want to? But does it really have to be done from a functional standpoint? If people wanted to come out to your farm and buy some trees or bushes or flowers or whatever, beyond safety and just, the ability to actually do the business, how much of that is making it look really cute and pretty versus it's absolutely necessary?
I would say majority of it is necessary. It's a building that's been here 30 years,
Just
been taken over by the wild, pretty much.
Okay, I'd talk to your husband about it and say, hey, I know the plan is to sell the place, but until we actually do it, I'd like to get this thing started. Are you in?
Okay.
Isn't that the conversation that needs to happen?
I mean, we have spoken about it, but his attitude is, I don't know why we want to put this into it right now when those are definitely our plans. Yes, the time frame's a little, sketchy, but
well,
he's
asking, I think, a normal question. But the question is, if you put the 8 to 10 into that building, does it make the property even more valuable?
I don't think so, only because where the property's located, I feel like it would sell as more as a development.
Okay.
Like maybe a subdivision, that kind of thing.
Okay, well then in that case, I think he's right. I don't know that I'd put the 10 in, but so I wonder, could you start this side business somewhere else? Or could you do it on the property, but just not do it in that actual building? I don't know. Do you do it with a tent?
Okay.
I mean, what do you need a building for gardening? You're storing the plants at night, right? Plus all the other things. People walk
in. Well, that, and also I wanted to do things like metal yard art, you know, those kind of things, as well as the plants and, you know, things like that.
Well, okay. And again, I'm trying to creatively brainstorm with you. I'm not necessarily saying that this is the way to go, but, you know, they've got tents now for anything. Nice tents where people can do business. We've seen these restaurants that have had to pivot in this COVID environment, and they'll rent or they'll buy tents. I mean, I think you need to look into that.
That's a good idea.
I mean, at the end of the day, you need covering. Let's just call it that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for the 8 to 10 you were going to put in this building, that's not going to get you any value in selling this farm. I'd go run the numbers on what it would cost to buy a tent. Does that be something that you use down the road, even if, you know, I don't know, look into buying versus renting? I just run the numbers on it. And if that's what it takes to get it launched, go for it. People don't care if they're walking in a tent. Certainly not buy plants. You know, these are nice tents, by the way, you know?
Yes.
That's where my head would go if I were you. I'd start going, okay, I don't think it's wise. I agree with your husband in this case. If it's not going to add any value to the property, would not sink $8,000 to $10,000 in it, because your business is going to have to move anyway if you were to do all that. So I don't think that's a good investment. I'd rather spend the $8,000 to $10,000 and getting the business up and running via an idea like I just gave you and get this thing going. And then when you guys sell the farm, do you stand to make a good chunk on it?
Yes.
All right. You guys are already debt free. So now you've gotten this business up and launched, cash flow. And then we can move. Once people start buying your stuff and liking your stuff, they're going to go where you go. Yes or no?
Yes, they will, hopefully.
Here's another idea. I'd look into the cost of the tent, but I'd also look into the cost of building a temporary, you know, a temporary building. You just look at your options there. If it's cheaper, so instead of fixing one building up that's a disaster, build something cheaper. Build some modular unit. Have a modular unit come in.
I never thought about that.
Yeah. It's all about cash. How far can you take that 8 to 10 that you were going to put into the building plus getting this business launched and go, okay, I'm not going to use that building more. That building is not an option. So how else can I get it going? I need a covering. That's what I need. Whether it's wood, a modular unit, a tent, whatever. I think that's your path. This is exciting. Go. You got it.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
You should be. So let's go. This phone call's over because she's got stuff to do. Look, I talked about this the last segment. I love these calls where people, they call up and they want my discernment or advice on it. But at the end of the day, you know what people really need sometimes? Me to just push them. Go. It's like the first time you take your kid to the pool and they see the little wading thing, and they're kind of like, okay, I got my little army things on, and they're kind of like, okay, this looks exciting. I want to get in the pool, but I'm just kind of looking at it. And what do you say to your kid? Go on. Go. Make it happen. First step, second step, third step. Then all of a sudden, before you know it, you're doing it. And buddy, I'm telling you something. Buddy, when you got the cash to be able to do what Janine can do, that's a game changer. This is the Ken Coleman Show. I talk a lot about discovering your talent and passion to find your dream job. And that's exactly what my friends at Burst have done. Hamish was passionate about toothbrushes, and Brittany was a successful entrepreneur. Together, they built a business that has revolutionized oral care. The Burst Sonic Electric Toothbrush is clinically proven to remove up to 10 times more plaque than a manual toothbrush. See what a simple dream can become. Try a Burst brush today for as little as $49.99. Go to burstoralcare.com and use the code KEN to get special pricing. Ken Coleman Show continues, helping you figure out what you were created to do in your work, because you were created to work, not as a mind-numbed utilitarian worker for the man. No, you were created to contribute, and in your work, you've got talent, you've got work you love to do, passion, and that work creates a result that makes you fired up. That's mission. Let's figure out how those all come into alignment in the marketplace. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Avery in Canby, Oregon. Avery, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
An honor to talk to you.
Well, the honor's all mine. What's going on?
So I called today to get your advice on when I should talk to my manager about quitting my job. So just a little context, I graduated from college in March 2020, so right when the pandemic started ramping up. So I kind of grabbed at the first job opportunity I could find. From that, I kind of knew that I wasn't going to be here for very long, just get a couple years of experience and move on. So probably about 2 months after I started working here, I started realizing that this wasn't what I wanted. I spoke with my manager that I could potentially start looking for other employment. And he said that he understands that the work I do isn't challenging enough for me. And he said that I was hired on essentially to be his replacement as the manager after he retires in a year or two. So as time has gone on, I've almost been here for about a year. I'm really starting to see that I don't want to take his position. Uh-huh. So I'm a little, I don't know when I should bring it up, that I don't want to take his role essentially.
You bring it up when you resign. You need to find something else. So you stay until you replace the job. So you're either going to replace your job with another day job, or you're going to replace your job with a job that's on the ladder you're supposed to be climbing in your sweet spot towards that dream job. Okay?
Okay.
So you don't tell him until you leave.
Okay.
Why would you go in and tell him now and then maybe create a situation where he pushes you out until when you're not ready to be pushed out?
That was my exact concern.
Yep.
The only thing is I have so much responsibility right now. I have a lot of tasks on my plate that he mentioned during that first meeting that he would like more than a 2 weeks notice. Like,
okay, then do that. What do you think is right?
Probably 6 weeks, I'd say.
Okay. Then you work that out with your next job and say, hey, here's the deal. I've got a lot of responsibility and, you know, when I hired on, the guy said this, and so I want to honor that and make the transition. And so work that out with them. If they're fine with you starting 6 weeks later, great. If they're not, then see if you can meet them in the middle for 4 weeks, and then you give this guy more than 2 weeks. I just don't overthink this, but start looking for something now that puts you on the path to what you know you want to do. And you tell him that you don't want to replace him when you resign. He's going to figure that out. And give him a really good notice, and I would even start working now towards thinking, what would you do once you know you've got something else? What would you do to help with the transition and leave really well? And that's all that you can do, man, because you're a good guy, and don't worry about anything else. Thanks for the call.
Cool.
Yeah, you got this. 844-747-2577. Rochelle is up in Utah. Rochelle, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Well, I am living the dream. What's going on with you?
So I've been doing hair for 15 years.
Uh-huh.
But my doctors, so I have a bad back and also varicose veins.
Okay.
So my doctor was telling me about the vocational rehab.
Uh-huh.
And she also referred me to you to see, you know, what I should kind of do.
Your doctor referred you to me?
Yeah.
Well, now we're starting to make progress. This is the first time that I've heard that. It may have happened before, but now this is exciting when the doctor says, get yourself some Ken Coleman Show and then come back and see me. This is very exciting.
Yeah, it was my neurologist.
Good for her or him. Fantastic.
her.
Yeah, great. Okay. So what do you think that you want to do? Because you got to get off your feet. That's basically what we're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So what would you, what came to mind? Because at some point you've wrestled with this before you called me.
I still like the beauty industry, but I'm not, you know, a lot of it is on your feet.
Yeah. What in the beauty industry would not require you to stand for as much as 8 hours a day? Because that's realistic, isn't it? 6 to 8 hours a day when you're doing hair. So what would allow you to maybe sit for a majority of the day if you're standing? Because it's not like you can't walk and stand. It's just not good for you to be standing all day for long periods of time, right?
Or lifting and stuff like that, because I have a spinal fusion.
Okay. Bless your heart. So what? Tell me, you know the beauty industry better than me. I can start throwing out ideas, but you know it better than me. I'll get you started, okay? So the question is, there skin type work, esthetician, or other type of work that you're not standing all day long until you're in a sitting situation, or if the client is laying down, or if you're doing facials, you know, like at a nice spa, you know, are they laying down or sitting down and then you're sitting on a chair? I mean, tell me more about that. You know this world.
Well, I have been thinking a little bit about the aesthetics because I do enjoy that.
Good.
Then I also kind of thought maybe even like interior design or something.
Love that. Hey, that's creative as well. See, you're a creative person. That's all that hairdressing is. It's creativity.
Yeah.
It's like a creative architect, right? Sculpting hair. So the idea of doing interior decorating, I love that. I think you need to look into both. So let's here's your homework assignment. Let's make a list. I mean, a good old-fashioned list. Could you do it on your phone? Or you can write it down. Okay?
Okay.
And let's look at what are creative-type jobs that I'm intrigued by, that I'm interested in. Now, we've got the health and beauty space, and then we could go in the home space as well. And let's just look at all the types of jobs that are out there. It's like a fun research experiment. And you're going to look at this and go, well, I am good at this. I've got an eye for this. And doesn't take a bunch of expensive qualifications. You know, I can do this. And more importantly, I'm not on my feet all day. I'm going to be able to sit a good amount, you know. I think that's all you're doing. And then let's go talk to people who are doing that work. That's the proximity principle. So I know you're new to the show. The proximity principle came out of the show, and I ended up writing a book on it. I'm going to give you a copy of it for free after the end of this phone call. How's that sound? So you don't have to remember all this, but I want to explain it to you before I let you go. The proximity principle says, in order for Rochelle to do what she wants to do, she's got to be around people that are doing that work and in places where that work is happening. Here's why. When you're around the right people and in the right places, you learn what you need to learn, right? And then you meet who you need to meet. And those right people are going to introduce you to other right people. They're going to point you to other places where you can meet more right people. And that's where opportunities and jobs, they knock on your door. Anybody that's been cutting hair as long as you have, doing hair, you've got an eye. You've got credibility. This is all about relationships, to learn what you need to learn. Oh, I don't think I'd like to be an esthetician. I don't think I'd like that. I talked to somebody who did it, who does it.
Okay.
And it kind of, it just went, my heart went, right? But then, I hung out with an interior decorator and my heart was going ding, 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 like you want a game show. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Does it make sense what you need to do?
Yep.
You got this, Rochelle. Hang on the line, and we're going to give you a copy, whatever format you want, the audiobook, ebook, or the hard copy of the book, The Proximity Principle, which is the proven plan that will lead to the career you love. The formula is the right people plus the right places equals opportunity. Let me say it a little differently. Like a Rochelle who's trying to figure out what that next step is, when she puts herself in the right place, the right time happens. It's a pretty simple statement. Not a lot of depth there, but I don't think a lot of people get that. You tell me, Ken, I'm just not getting any opportunities. I'm telling you right now, I don't know you, but I know you're not in the right places. Because when you're in the right place and you stay there in the right places, you keep showing up, let me tell you what happens. The right time comes along. The proximity principle. You get it? It's a life changer. Get all three formats for one price at KenColeman.com. Don't move. More Ken Coleman Show coming right up. The The Ken Coleman Show continues to give you clarity so that you can confidently step out on the path to fulfilling your purpose in your work, doing meaningful work. And boy, oh boy, when you make that confident step out, you'll have the courage to stay on the path when life throws those detours and potholes at you, because it will. 844-747-2577 is the number. Tom is up next in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Tom, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, sir. Thanks for having me.
You bet, Tom. What's going on?
Hey, so my question is, I've been working at this job for about a year and a half now. I'm pretty stressed out for a while, and then I got a lot changed for the good for me to start liking it here. Mm-hmm. And then today, this morning, I got a job offer for a job I've been wanting to do for a really long time. And then it was a long interview process. And then they told me I would leave for training within a few weeks. So then now I'm trying to figure out how to, I guess, break it to my bosses and how to put a notice in towards like a government job. It's my first time leaving a government one.
Okay. Well, let's first determine whether or not you're really excited about this job offer. I can't tell. Is that just your normal mode?
I'm just very nervous to talk to you, honestly.
Okay. Okay. Well, listen, no problem. I'm not being silly. I just didn't know how excited you genuinely are. I get you being nervous, but you don't need to be nervous. You did a wonderful job articulating that. And I'm proud of you. I'm excited for you. So this is pretty simple, Tom. Okay. Whether it's a government job that you're in or a private sector job, it doesn't matter. Leaving well is leaving well. So the way to leave well is you go in and you go, hey, grateful for my time here. Grateful for some of the changes you recently made. But I have got an opportunity, a tremendous opportunity for me personally and professionally, because it's a job that I've wanted to do for a very long time. And now I've got an offer and I'm going to accept it and move into training. And so I just wanted to let you know that I want to leave well. If you want more than 2 weeks notice, if that's even possible, then you could work with them on that, depending on when you got to start this other job. If it doesn't allow for more than 2 weeks notice, then that's fine. But just be classy. Be classy in how you let them know. Be grateful for your time there. Grateful for the opportunity to do what you did. And and that's how you do it.
Okay. Yeah, I feel very, because I was in the military for several years and I've never really put a notice in before.
Yeah. Just be honorable. You know what? You told me everything I need to know. Thank you for your service, by the way. You're a great American.
Thank you.
Do it with class.
I'm sorry, sir?
Do it with class. That's all you need to hear from me. Right? You know what I mean.
No, I honestly have no idea.
Wow. This is an age gap. Tom, how old are you?
28.
Yeah, there it is. So to do it with class, let me teach a little bit here. Gee whiz, I'm feeling old, Tom. So to be classy, to do it with class, means to do it with excellence and honor. You know what honor means.
Yes.
Then do it with honor.
Okay.
Resign and leave with honor. That's what class is.
Yeah, I feel very, I guess, liable for it. Because, well, first off, the company offered me the job this morning. The job hasn't even posted yet. And then they told me today, like, hey, you do 100% have a job. We just got to get the logistics down.
Well, but
and the
don't,
training is in exactly a month.
Well, but here's the deal. So you still don't go in and tell your leader that you're leaving until you've got something in stone. You understand?
Okay.
You need a written offer or whatever. You need it in stone before you resign. You can say, hey, I'm accepting it, but I'm not going to officially resign until I've got something in writing.
Okay.
Okay.
Makes sense. Because
that's exactly right. They understand that and just say, hey, I'd like to give. Do you feel like you need to give more than 2 weeks notice? Do you feel obligated to do that to this existing company?
Yes.
How much do you think you should give them?
Honestly, longer than I have.
Well,
because
that's not an option.
I've changed a lot in the job to where absolutely nobody knows how to do my job.
Well,
but
here's the problem. So you can bring that up with this new opportunity and say, hey, I feel like I should leave them 3 to 4 weeks notice. Can we make that work?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm trying, but the company that's hiring me or, you know, possibly hiring me with the logistics and everything is their training date's on March 15th.
Okay, so here's the deal, Tom. You can't feel guilty about this. You take the job and you give as much notice as you can. If it's 2.5 weeks, give 2.5 weeks. But start preparing now for what you could help with on the transition, but don't tell them until you got something in writing. But okay. Let me tell you something. I know you're important, and I know you've done a lot of valuable things. They're going to live without you. Trust me. If you start thinking about now, during the day, during nights, coming up with what you would do to transition to somebody else, start doing that now, but just give the notice that you can give and move on. This is positive and purposeful talk radio. The Ken Coleman Show coming to you from Ramsey Solutions World Headquarters here in Nashville. That's right. We're talking about what you were created to do. We're talking about getting up on Monday morning with some juice because you're excited about the day ahead. Now, what does it take to have that kind of juice? Well, you got to be in your sweet spot. I'm just going to tell you. Or on your way to the sweet spot. Because you know, okay, I'm grateful. This is a day job, but it's getting me prepared. It's getting me closer. The sweet spot is where you use what you do best, your talent, to perform work you love, passion, to accomplish results that matter deeply to you, mission. Talent, passion, and mission. That's it. And that intersection, that sweet spot is multiple jobs and career paths and even dream jobs. It's right there waiting for you. The answers are within you. Let's go. 844-747-2577. Gina is on the line in Fernley, Nevada. Gina, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hello, Ken. Thank you.
Hello. How can I help?
Am I crazy?
No.
To be still looking for a job when I have a job that starts me in 2 weeks.
No.
Okay.
That just tells me that the job you've got lined up, you're not passionate about it. It's a job.
Correct. Yeah. Correct.
Yeah.
It's a job.
No, that makes you a human who is willing to be honest. And I'm glad you called. But that's okay, by the way. In fact, if it is a day job, then you know what I teach would tell you should be still looking, right? If we got to have a job and we got to have income, I'm all for getting the day job until we figure out what the next step is towards the dream job or what the dream job is, if we could step into that directly. So, yeah, I'm fine with that. Keep looking. I want you to keep looking. I'd be disappointed if you didn't.
Okay.
So,
I'm just alone and
what do you mean you're all alone?
I got a divorce.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Mid-December.
Oh, Gina,
or
I'm sorry.
Mid-2020.
Yeah.
I started it.
Yeah.
It's what I needed.
Okay. It still hurts.
With the stress of that.
Yep.
I overreacted to somebody at work, and I was fired a week later.
Okay.
So I've been out of work for 5 months.
Oh, no. Okay.
Let's say no support system. Not that if I was married, I would have had a support system.
Exactly. But doesn't matter. You're hurting.
It doesn't matter. And I'm over 50, so yeah, I'm having a career change.
Yeah, but you know what's great? Let's focus on something positive. You do have a job starting in 2 weeks, right?
Yes.
Good for you.
Which I found the magic of cover letters.
Yeah. So, hey, we're just getting back on the horse.
Yeah. So after 5 months of not having a job, this job says, hey, we'll start you in 2 weeks. And I had an interview already lined up for that day. Not a dream job either. So I said, nope, I'm not doing that interview. But I got two more calls from people the same day.
Good.
Saying, we want to interview you.
Yeah. How'd that made you feel?
I felt so great.
Yeah. Good. So here's the deal.
I did interview. I am. Yes.
Look, I am interrupting you because I want to get you into a positive place. Look, you're valuable. And that all this is doing is proving that. And yet you're still in a season of hurt. You're still in a season of pain. You got to heal. Focus on healing and doing this day job right now. Okay?
Okay.
Because look, who cares if you're over 50? I'm 46. I'm going to be 47 in July. We're still young, Gina. Come on now. Come on. So okay, look, what do you want to do?
Yeah.
What do you want to do? What would you do tomorrow if I could wave my Ken Coleman Show pencil around like a magic wand and I said, Gina, I'm putting you in here. You're going to be great at it. You're going to love it.
I'm going to interview for in 2 hours.
What's that?
Is what I want. This job I'm going to interview for in 2 hours.
What? You didn't tell me that. That's so exciting. What is the job?
It is assistant manager for a theater, a major chain theater.
That's fantastic.
I want to be a manager of something.
Why?
I like taking charge. I like being in control. I like developing people.
There we go. All right, you ready for this? We're getting you ready for the interview. When they ask you why you want this job or you get the opportunity to tell them, I want you to say two of those three things. I want you to say, I like taking charge of things. I like developing people. Don't say I like being in control.
Control. No.
It doesn't sound good, and let's be honest, do we ever have any control? No.
No.
Control's a myth. No. So remove that, but say, hey, I love being in charge of a team because I love developing people. I love getting everybody on the team working to their best ability so the team performs well. I love it.
Yeah.
Tell them why you love this role. You love movies. You love people. You love a customer experience. You love being a part of a positive experience. And people are going to go back to the movies, I'm telling you.
I had said that when I retire, I'm still going to work. I'm going to work in the theater.
This is awesome.
Even an usher.
Good for you.
Because I wanted that discount.
Come on. You love the movies. Tell them that too.
I love the movies.
Yeah.
I love the movies. I love the experience.
Say, I'm perfect for this job because I love movies, number one. I love helping other people enjoy movies. I love leading a team because I love developing people. That's going to come across great in the interview.
Okay.
This is exciting. Gina, you're on the path to healing, and you're on, and let me tell you something, stepping into this job, because I believe you're going to get it, and if you don't get this one, you'll get the next one.
Okay.
But that's going to help. You have so much to give. Now is the time in this season of getting healthy and also doing something that you truly enjoy and seeing your value. This is going to be so great for your healing. It's going to aid the healing process. All right. And you know what else I want to tell you? Nothing wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with you. I don't know what your husband said. I don't know what he did. And I also want to tell you that the fact that you snapped at somebody and were mean or rude or whatever in the midst of a nasty divorce does not make you a bad person. It makes you a person.
Okay.
You hear me?
Yes.
You're not a mean person, are you, Gina?
No.
You're not a rude person, are you?
No, I am not mean.
You're a good person who is hurting. Who among us walks around all joyous and bubbly, wanting to give out hugs when our heart's been ripped out of our chest and punched? So I'm telling you this because I want you to forgive yourself. The key to healing is forgiving yourself in this marriage. Forgive yourself for what you did. Forgive yourself. Forgive yourself. Forgive yourself for getting fired because you snapped at a coworker. Big freaking deal. Nobody cares. Am I right?
Okay. Okay.
Nobody cares. Who among us has not been rude or snapped at somebody when things weren't going our way?
Yeah.
Gina, you're a good person.
I'm just the only one who gets wrote up for it.
Not true. Not true. That's not true. That's a lie. You stop thinking that way right now. You understand me? Stop it. Stop it. Stop it right now. You are an amazing person, and you are on your way to the next chapter of your life, and it's going to be better than the previous chapters. Do you believe that today, Gina?
Yes.
Then start acting that way. Then start acting that way. You hear me? Get your head up.
Yeah.
And crush that interview. By the way, I'm going to do something that I've never done before, but I'm doing it right now, Gina. I'm going to put you on hold. Amanda's sitting in today for Madison. And Amanda, in fact, I'm going to put her on hold right now. Amanda, here's what I want you to type out for her. I want you to type out a recommendation from me. I'm going to recommend her for the job. And I want you to say, I've gotten to know Gina as a caller on my show. She is a fantastic lady with a fantastic future. She loves movies as much as anybody I've ever talked to. I think she'd be a great manager. And then put in there, number one best-selling author, syndicated radio host Ken Coleman. I highly recommend her for the job. That's what I'm doing. Never done it before. Don't call me and ask for that. I probably won't do it again. Hey, my time's almost up. But before I let you go, you matter. You do have what it takes. Press on.
Thanks for listening to The Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey folks, I want you to check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts, such as the Entree Leadership Podcast with Daniel Tardy.
Hey, this is Daniel Tardy, host of the Entree Leadership Podcast. We believe that small business is the backbone of the American economy. And we also know it can be really hard to win in business. So we're here to help. On the Entree Leadership Podcast, we talk about the practical ways that you can grow yourself, your team, and your profits. Join us every week as we talk to entrepreneurs, CEOs, thought leaders, best-selling authors, and more to help you on the journey of winning at business.
You can start your journey at entreleadership.com/podcast, or you can search Entree Leadership wherever you listen to podcasts.